It's lovely to have our friend with us. Sorry you've heard all that business, but kind of you to vote. Thank you. Right, we've built my hope, that's it. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Let us come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and most wonderful God, we come this morning to worship you. We come to claim that you are our God, that you are the only God, the true and living God. And we thank you because we have the privilege of knowing you and having a relationship with you. You are the true God. You are a friend. You are our companion. You are all that we need in our Christian life. And so, Lord, our prayer this morning is that you may receive the praise and the glory that is due to your name. Forgive us, Lord, if we do things that displease you. Help us, Lord, that we might be at all times your faithful servants. And others, Lord, if they see the things that we do, Lord, may they know that the Spirit is working in and through us, and the glory is not ours, but it is yours. So be glorified in our church, be glorified in our families, and in our own lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. King of kings, majesty, God of heaven, living in me.
Right. Today's Bible reading is John verses 10 to 11, verses 11 to 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. When he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also to, they too will listen to my voice. And there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham. We're coming to our Lord in prayer again, and no one will stop us from praying whatever we feel led by God, shouldn't we? And we know that the Lord loves to hear our prayers. Sometimes we find it difficult to find the right words, but the Lord knows, the Spirit understands, and our prayers are received by our God in a way that is helpful to us and is true to the Lord. Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you for that love. We thank you that you are one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. We thank you, O Father, that you spared your Son. You gave him to come and die as the perfect sacrifice, the one without sin, to save us by dying on the cross of Calvary. What a wonderful thing it is that you have done. Father, you've given your Son. Jesus, you gave your life. Spirit, you come and dwell within us as Jesus promised. And we know your power. We know your wisdom and your guidance in our own lives. And so we've got so much to thank you for, and indeed for the privilege of prayer. And Lord, we bring before you this morning what is happening in the world. Lord, we pray for all leaders of each and every nation that make up this world. Lord, they desperately need your wisdom and your guidance. And Lord, the situation in Afghanistan is causing so much hurt, causing so much dismay, so much pain, so many deaths. Oh Lord, we want to see an end to all this. We want that nation and all nations to work together in harmony and in true peace. So Lord, we pray not only for other countries, but we pray for our own country. We pray for our royal family, the Queen and all the others. We pray for all those who serve in the House of Lords and in the House of Commons. Lord, they all need your wisdom. Lord, we know that there are many important and difficult decisions to be made by people in authority. And that's why, Lord, we know they need your guidance. And so, Lord, we pray that you would take control. We pray, Lord, that you will seek to guide all those who have these difficult decisions to make. We thank you, Lord, for their service, and we pray that they will be willing to listen to your advice. Lord, we thank you for the spread of the Christian church throughout the world. We thank you, Lord, that we see so many people coming in faith and accepting Jesus as their Saviour. And Lord, we realise that as individuals, we have a gospel to share. Lord, it may be that we seek to reach people with the knowledge of Jesus simply by the way we live our lives, by being kind and loving to people, maybe by telling them about our faith, maybe telling them about what Jesus has done for them. But Lord, in whatever way we share the truth of the gospel, we pray that you would help us. Help us to be good hosts and hostesses. Help us to use the power of the Spirit in advancing your kingdom. Lord, we pray for our own community. We pray for this church. We pray for our families, for our friends. And Lord, we have been praying for the lady called Rachel. We want to thank you first, Lord, for the answer to that prayer. She was very down in her life. And Lord, you've picked her up. But much more than that, Lord, we now hear that she has found a church that she wants to go with. And she found a friend who's going with her. And she's requested a Bible. And Lord, we'll see she gets that Bible. But Lord, this is a great answer to prayer. A lady who didn't know you, didn't particularly want to know you. But while she was low and we were praying for her, and others were praying for her too, Lord, you have answered that prayer. And that lady's life is now changing in a very wonderful way. Lord, we've heard recently about families where they have lost their dear ones, young ones, who've committed suicide. Lord, be with those families. Help them, Lord, through this time of loneliness, this time of loss. And Lord, we ask that there will be a good cure, good healing, good companionship, good friendship for those who feel so down. Lord, we want to see them picking up their lives. We want to see them coming to you and knowing that there is a better life to uphold. So, Lord, we ask you to hear our prayers. Hear our private prayers now, Lord. No one else will hear them, but you will. Lord, we ask that you would hear our prayers. We ask that you would answer them within your will, for you know what is best. But Lord, we are witnessing the power of prayer. We are seeing answers for prayer. And we just want to leave all of these things with you. And may your name be glorified in all that happens. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think it's beauty for brokenness, isn't it? Yes. Beauty for brokenness, hope for despair. Lord, in your suffering, this is our prayer. title to the message, Some of the Promises of Our Lord. There are so many promises that come in Scripture, in God's Word, from our Lord. And I want to share some of them with you this morning. Before I do our reading, that reminds us that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd who will take care of our lives. And so yet that is another promise that is there. But I've got seven I quickly want to share with you this morning. The first one of great importance is salvation. John 3 verse 16, the very well known verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Where would we be without the salvation that Jesus has earned for us on the cross of Calvary? Tremendous sacrifice. God himself coming down from heaven to suffer, to be spat at, to be nailed to a cross, and finally crucified. Never let us belittle the promise of God. Salvation is there for whoever believes in him. Great promise. Number two, we have a promise of answered prayer in his name. John 14, verses 13 and 14. Whatever you do, ask in my name, and I will do it. And then again, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. We need to realize what that says. Ask in his name. And that means more than saying at the end of a prayer, we bring this prayer in Jesus' name. Oh yes, much more than that. What it means is that if we seek God's will in the things that we pray for and ask for, then that prayer will truly be answered. Sometimes we have to wait a long time. God tests our faith. Sometimes we get the answer straight away. And sometimes we even forget to come back and thank God for that answer to prayer. But you know, God is faithful. We may not think sometimes he answers a prayer at all, but perhaps we need to look a little bit further into our own lives, into the prayer that we've prayed, and we need to know, are we really praying for his will to be done in whatever the circumstances are? I move on quickly. We are promised his counsel, his guidance. You couldn't get better guidance than that of God, could you? Hebrews 6, verse 17. God is determined to show to the heirs of promise the faithfulness of his counsel. He's determined to show the heirs. Who's the heirs? That's us. Us who are believers. We are heirs of God. And his promise is that his counsel, his guidance, will at all times be faithful. Number four, there's a promise of food and clothing. Matthew 6, 25. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, not about your body, what you will put on. God knows. Oh, he certainly does, doesn't he? God knows all about our needs. He knows all about the needs of the world. And you know, when we hear about a disaster in another country, we suddenly see that people in other countries are all helping and providing whatever that need can be. And you know, that is God working through people. I used to, when I was in London, at Christmas time particularly, go and visit the homeless lying in doors and all sorts of places in the centre of London. And I would encourage them to get up and to go to the warehouse that Crisis for Christmas always opens. And there you see so much provided. And it's amazing, I can tell you this for a fact, it's amazing that many of the people that go there, they get medical treatment. It's not just food, not just clothing, they get much more. There's dentists there, there's all sorts of different people to help them. They are provided for. But the marvelous thing is, and this I know, is that so many of them then come off the streets and also come to faith. So we need to go on praying for people like that. Number five, we're promised another helper. Gosh, when I first became a Christian, oh dear, I wanted help. Who was going to help me? Well, church would help me, maybe. Friends might help me, but John 14, verses 16 and 17. This is what Jesus said before he left the earth. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, the Spirit of Truth. And although we can value and should value the help of other people, there is no greater helper than the Spirit of God. And you probably remember that one day in a hospital ward, before I became a leader in anything, a woman said to me, you prayed for the king, I think it was the king at that time, you know business to pray for the king. And a verse of scripture came into my mouth and I delivered it, and I never even knew it was in the Bible. I know now, but I didn't know then. And that's the way the Spirit works. And then the dear sister in the ward came alongside me and said, right, time to move on. She was a Christian too, and she wanted me to be able to. I mean, she probably realized that this was the first time I'd been in that kind of position. And so the Spirit was working through her. The Spirit was working through me. And the wonderful thing was that it counseled. It kept the lady quiet. She just went silent completely. Right. Sit number six. God gives us his peace. There'll be times in your life, there have been times in my life, when the peace of God has been really needed and I received it. John 14, verse 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. And we talk about peace that is greater than our understanding. God's peace is wonderful. But you know, the same with any promise. We have to claim the promise. But it's there for us. And the final one, number seven, God promises his rest. What do I mean? Hebrews 4, verse 9, there remains a rest for the people of God. What is that rest? That's to live with God in eternity forever. And I want to finish with Revelations 21, verses 3 to 7. And I heard a loud voice from the throne say, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will deal with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said this, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children, or if you like, my sons and daughters. You know, God is good to us now, but there is a greater time to come when we will be with him in glory. Those are just some of the promises of God in Scripture. God is so faithful. Now we're going to sing, Standing on the Promises of Christ My King.
Promises I shall not fall, listening every
Even with the business, it's only 25 past 10, so thank you for that. We're going to stand and say the grace together, hold hands. But before we do, can I just say that you'd be welcome to have a coffee from the church. Graham will, he didn't know this, but he will take the orders of any coffee that you would like, and then you will be served. Well, no. Not today, all right? There's a promise from the old man. Right, let's join hands. There we are. So, the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
You know what, when we were singing those last couple of hymns, we looked as miserable as sin.